You're listening to SBS News.
Janita.
Spiros Xenos is the owner of Centennial Park Automotives. It's just one of many businesses suffering from a skill shortage.
Not many mechanics available at the moment. There's a shortage of them. Every workshop I do speak to have the same problem. I've had an ad running since October last year. And I had no come out for the job.
Currently, Mr. Xenos is trying to help a former employee who left Australia for Spain last year to come back and work for him. But border closures combined with Australia's complex skilled migration program is making it very difficult for them both.
We have a mechanic, Xavier, who is working for us for 2 years. Went back last year and he's willing to come back to Australia, and we are going to sponsor him if we get him back. We will sponsor Xavier. He's just waiting for the borders to open to get back over here.
The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry is urging the federal government to make skilled migration more accessible to businesses. In a submission to the Joint Standing Committee on Migration, the group says skilled and labour shortages are severely affecting businesses across Australia as they try to recover from the COVID-19 pandemic. CEO Jenny Lambert says the prolonged closure of Australia's borders is also contributing to the skills shortage.
Now had over 12 months where the pipeline of skilled migration has been completely closed down. So there has been very few skilled migrants been able to get into the country, and those have been in a very narrow range of occupations. You know, that has really led to some significant skill shortages in a range of regional locations and in a range of occupations and industries. So that pipeline being closed down for that length of time, it has made a significant impact on a whole range of businesses.
Mr. Xenos agrees.
If the borders would open and get some skilled technicians allowed back into the country, so we can start seeing some mechanics. We need workers, we've got plenty of work on, but no one to do the work.
Mechanics aren't on the government's skilled migration list, which currently has 18 professions, including GPs, nurses, software engineers and social workers, that the government says are needed to support Australia's economic recovery. But Ms. Lambert says the government needs to widen the scope of the jobs that qualify for skilled migration.
We need to expand the number of occupations that are coming in, to fill priority occupations. And those priorities are now no longer just about how we manage COVID. I mean, so obviously we've had priority occupations about nurses and doctors, but there are priorities, economic priorities, that need to drive our decisions in relation to migrants at the moment. And we certainly need a broader range of occupations being allowed to come into the country under the current rules.
She says regional communities are also bearing the brunt of border closures as migrants usually fill seasonal jobs in agriculture and hospitality.
Seasonal workers, not just in agriculture, which often gets a lot of attention and quite rightly so. They've got fruit and vegetable rotting on the ground because they can't get enough people to pick their produce. But it's also in the hospitality area. We're obviously doing major promotion to get Australians to travel to a whole range of great regional tourist spots. But for many of those businesses, they can't even open up all their rooms, or they don't have enough staff to open up their restaurants to their full capacity because they just can't get the people.
Economist Sarah Hunter says it's too soon to tell if the lack of skilled workers is a big enough problem to affect the growth in the wider economy. She says it will be at least 6 months before the data shows if a lack of workers will stifle growth and push up wages.
This is a very, very new thing. There is not really widespread evidence yet that this is a major constraint of any description. It's really just anecdotal evidence, pockets. The mechanic you interviewed earlier on, he's one micro example. That's not really enough to say definitively right now that this is a constraint on growth. We just don't know that yet.
The Chamber of Commerce is now calling on the government to manage arrivals in a way that controls the risk but also benefits the economy. They're also urging for an overhaul of the government's skilled migration program, saying it has become too complex and expensive. Massilia Eiley, SBS World News.